Basically, to start off my testimony, I was brought up in a Christian family, evangelistic family, and I gave my life to the Lord at 3 and a half, because I realised that Jesus needed to save me. Everyone realises, even from a young age, even from the youngest child here to the oldest, that if they've done something wrong, there is consequences. Whether the child's taking a cookie from the cookie jar, as many people use the illustration, there is consequences. Your mother said, don't take it. The child goes and takes it. They realise that they've done wrong. And it needs, they have a punishment waiting for them. And normally for children, that goes on. They're taking something they don't know, and they get sent to their room. But then I realised that for God, that is so much greater. If you do something wrong, and there's a choice between heaven or hell. Hell, where you've done, which was made after people had fallen, or around that time, for the people that had done wrong and not there. But God loved it so much, the world so much, it says in John chapter 3, verse 16, that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And God loved me so much, I realized at that young age of 3 and a half, that God loved me and I needed saving. So I gave my life to the Lord. Things happen, and sorry I'm speaking so fast.
Slow down a bit, okay.
Alright, I'll slow down a little bit, because I've got 15 minutes.
I'm timing you, mate, don't worry.
Yeah, all right, you give me a time with it. I realised that I'd done wrong, I've become a Christian. But many people say, well, becoming a Christian, everything is okay. It's such a good life. You become a Christian, nothing goes wrong. Well, I'm here to tell you that that's not true. You will always get trials, and when you get trials, don't think that it's because you've done something wrong or something bad. It's because the devil is so angry that you're going on for God that he wants to try and stop you. So I became a Christian at the age of 3 and a half. Somewhere in my teens, I forget exactly how old I was, it was probably 13, 14, I began to get headaches. And these headaches began to get worse and worse and worse. And I went to the doctor and I said, what is causing these headaches? And he just said, do you have chocolate? Do you have cheese? It must be migraine. Does it affect you when you have lemon or orange? Yes, it must be migraine. Definitely must be migraine. I said, well, don't you need to do any checks? And he says, well, normally we would, but I think it's just migraine, no problem. Well, a few years later, he retired, and I had been over in the Netherlands with my family ministering, and we had just come back from the Netherlands, and I noticed while I was overseas that my eyesight was getting blurry. So what do you do? First of all, your parents say, well, you should get your eyes checked. You're driving a car, you should get your eyes checked. So I went and I kept blaming it on the sun shining bright in my eyes and that. But I went and got my eyes checked at a Specsavers optician in Southampton. Now this is not an advertisement for Specsavers, but Specsavers are really good. They can look into your eye, they can find diabetes, they can find cancer, they can find all kinds of things just by looking at the pressure in your eyes. And I was sitting in the chair in Southampton, Specsavers, having my eyes checked. And while I was there, within about, normally, if you've been to Specsavers, you know it's at least 15-minute appointment and they're checking different things. But this was less than 2 minutes and he was getting on the phone to the hospital. He booked me an appointment and he says, well, you have to go today. I said, but I have a church service this afternoon ministering to some older people in the community. It was on a Monday afternoon. I've got a church service. I've got to go to that first. I've got the commitment to that. So he says, well, as soon as that's finished, go straight to the hospital. I went to the hospital, and just as it happened, it was so late that the expert had just gone home for the day, so you had all the junior people just giving you quick checks. They gave me quick checks, and while I was there, they said, well, you have to come back tomorrow to get the results. So the next day, I go back again. That time, the expert was there. But thank God that he knows what is happening before we do. The expert was there, and he saw me, and he says, you can't go home, you have to have an operation today, because how long have you known that you've had a brain tumour? I said, I didn't know until you told me.
Yeah.
Now, this brain tumour was the size of a golf ball, and it was in the middle of my brain. Now, here's a joke I always say for children. If the tumour were that big, Brooke, how big was my brain? It was in the middle of my brain.
Go on, next.
So my brain was bigger than that. Surprising to some people. So the tumour was there. Now, one thing I found out after the first operation, the doctor came to me, he was an Asian doctor, I don't know what faith he was from, but he knew that there was someone up there looking out for me. He said, there's someone up there that sent you here at the right time. He said, I could have been anywhere in the country, but I was here the very day you needed me. If you had come yesterday, I wouldn't be here. If you had come tomorrow, I wouldn't be here. But today, I'm here. There's someone up there looking out for you. He also told me that I would have been dead within 48 hours if I hadn't found out about the tumour. And I said, thank you, God, he knows everything. He knows things before it happens. Well, after that, I was feeling weak. My eyes had gone weird. You couldn't actually see my eyeballs properly. They were just your eyeballs, not your pupils, and that. And my eyes had spun round or something. And I couldn't see very good. But we were up in the north of England, a Jamaican service in Derby. And if anyone's been in a Jamaican service, you know they get up and say, I want to testify. And they would just get up at any time. We should have that here sometime. But they got up and would testify. And normally, this lady said, I would normally give a testimony, but today I'm going to sing a song. And today I'm going to sing that song. If God's eye is upon the sparrow, then I know God's watching over you and me. What that lady didn't know was, after the service, I went to thank her. She said, why? I said, because the doctor is a different doctor now to the next operation. His name is Dr. Sparrow. And I was nervous about the operation until I heard that if God's looking after the sparrow, God's looking after me. So after that, I went back to Southampton. So the first operation was in 2006 in October. Second operation was November. And then I was going to have a third one in December. So I had the removing fluid from my brain, which saved my life. I had to have a biopsy of a tumour. I had to have a tumour removed. All of this is to give God the glory.
Yeah.
It's nothing that I've done. It's what God's done. And I had the biopsy, which told me it was not cancer. But they said it had to be removed because it was slowly growing.
Yes.
And they said, how long have you known? I said, well, only just recently. They said, well, it would have been growing for about 7 years. And then I figured out that's when my headache started.
Yes.
That's when the tumour first started. And they said it could have started from a bang to the head. So after each operation, I had to give up my driving licence, wasn't able to drive. And it was just really annoying. You had to depend on people. You want to go down the road to the shop. Can you take me there? Can you do that? I had walking problems. People were calling me an old man because of walking, especially little children. And I even had some horrible comments from some elderly ladies in the churches that meant good.
Yeah.
They would whisper behind your back and say, and one even came to me and said, ew, you look ugly, what happened to you? And I thought that was really hurtful. Well, I just got my driving license back fully in 2010. And then I had to go, they have brain scans every year. And after the brain scan, they said, that year, they said, sorry to tell you, but it's returned. We probably missed a bit on the last bit. We saw the scar tissue according to our scans, but it's grown. So you've got to go in and have another operation. They asked me a question at the time, do you want radiotherapy or do you want an operation? And when the people give you a choice in hospital, you're not always thinking of what to do. So I said, got to pray about it. So I prayed about it. And God will always show you what to do at the time you need to do it. He said, do you want radiotherapy, which means you'll be up and about within 48 hours, be able to drive your car again, no problem. Or do you want an operation, which will mean we have to knock you out, you'll be recovering for a few months, and you'll still be able to do things, but it'll be a lot harder. Which one do you want? Now, the easiest answer is, let's go for the radio surgery. Yeah. It's so much easier, there's no pain. But we prayed about it, and I felt that it was time that I should go for the operation, because I was getting fed up of having operations, and the first one might get rid of it, but if it don't get rid of it, I still need the operation. Yes. The second one, if I had it, it would be over with. Yes. So I went for the, chose the operation after praying about it. After the operation, a doctor came to me and said, how did you know? I said, how do I know what? He said, when we opened you up, there was two tumours, not one. He said, if you had had the radiotherapy, the second tumour would still be there, and you need another operation later. Well, thanks to God, I'm walking properly again. Maybe my jokes are not
Make
as...
your head rattle.
No. Maybe my jokes are not as good as Taffy's or Taffy's, but...
And you're handsome now.
Thank you. And since then, I have a beautiful wife.
Yeah.
Which I never thought that some of these things that I'd be able to do again. I never thought I'd find a wife. I never thought I'd have a beautiful daughter. But God has really blessed me. And God, if you put your trust, if you don't know God today, why don't I challenge you to put your trust in Him? As many people say, if you put your trust in God and it don't work, the devil will always take you back. There's no doubt about that. But if you, when you put your trust in God and you find out that it does work, you don't want to turn back, because you realise that God has got so much more for you. It's not just about a life in heaven, which is good, to know that if anything happened to us, we will go to be with our Maker. But it's to know that God can be with you through this life, helping you with every decision you've got. I'm not perfect, but with God in me, He helps me day by day.
Thank you, Daniel. Bless you. Yeah.